Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Share sponsor Lurnishmas Aram Biakoshom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the concept of Ein Adam Choyte Veloy Loy. A person doesn't sin if he doesn't benefit from it personally. He doesn't do a chait and he doesn't get any benefit. Only his friend gets something from it. A person is not choyte if he himself doesn't enjoy it. And this thing brings a lot of Torah that has to do with this idea that a person doesn't choyte unless he has a benefit. First and foremost, so it's brought down in Sefer Musar, the Sefer Siddur Shel Shabbos says it very clearly. If a person does a chet, does a sin, then he doesn't get any benefit from it. And he brings an example of someone who's a malshin. He says to the government something about his friend, or Mesiru Shel Sheker. So in that case, he's not benefiting. So if he does it, he's considered to be not just regular a sinner. He's not a regular choyte. But he's yotzo michlal odom. Because a regular sinner is someone who has not some benefit from it. If there's no benefit, that's not a regular chet. That's terrible. That's something that takes away from tzuras odom. And really, he's referring to the Gemara in Tainis Daf Ches. The Gemara tells us that all the animals come to the nochash, and they tell the nachash, they tell the snake, what do you gain from biting? What do you gain from hurting people? You don't enjoy it. You don't get any benefit. So he answers back, Umay Yisro in the Bala Loshon. Someone says Loshon Hara, what benefit does he get? Meaning, Gemara is pointing out that saying Loshon Hara, a person doesn't benefit from anything, and that is really under the category of Choyte Veloy Loy. His Choyte doesn't get any benefit. That's a terrible sin. That's worse than a regular sin. So that's one point regarding Ein Adam Choyte Veloy Loy. Another nekuda we find Rabbeinu Yoino. Rabbeinu Yoino says why friendship is so important. It brings three reasons what a friend can do. It says reason number one is that a friend can learn Torah. Learning Torah together, that's a great benefit. The nekuda number three says a friend can give a good etza. He can give a good advice. But the second nekuda is, he says when two friends are together, and one wants to sin, so the other one will stop him. Why? Because the other one doesn't benefit from it. So he doesn't have any yitzhara to sin. A person is choyte only if he benefits. When you have two people, only one benefits, the other one does not, he has no interest in that, and he will stop his friend from doing a sin, from committing a sin, from doing an aveira. Another idea on the Zeh HaDerech brings the Ksav Sefer in Parash Gidoish. He says, he echoes what Chazal tell us, that all Am Yisrael consider to be one. And when one does an Aveira, it affects everybody else. So the Nekuda, the Musa, you tell everybody it does an Aveira, says, Bishlam of you, you're doing an Aveira, you're benefiting from it. So there's something that you gain from the Aveira. But when you do an Aveira, you're affecting your friend. And by affecting your friend, you're causing him to get an Aveira, but not getting any benefit. That's the worst case. Why are you doing an aveir that you benefit, but you're causing harm to somebody else, doesn't get any benefit? And with that, he goes on to explain that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Hillel taught that Ger, kol ha-Torah kulo regel achas. What did he teach him? Don't do anything that you don't like to your friend. And Rabbi Kiva says, love your friend like you. That is the biggest rule. Why? Because if a person knows that every time he does something wrong, he affects his friend, so he's not going to do anything wrong. So by knowing and caring about your friend like yourself, a person will not do any aveiro, because it's don't do a harm to somebody else when he doesn't get no benefit. That's the worst case of aveiro possible. And we conclude with Rabbi Chaim Friedlander explains on the Chazal and Sefer HaZohar. Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Vayelech shayvav bederech liboy. What does it mean, vayelech shayvav bederech liboy? A person goes after his yetzer hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on and says, Drachov re'isi, I see what he's doing. Fair pay'ehu, and I'll save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and save him for going after the yetzer hara. So Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going with no benefit. He's going to come and save him for going after the yetzer hara. And I'm going to go v'ancheil, take him out of the darkness. That's what Chazal says in Sefer HaZohar. And it's brought down in the Siach Yitzchok, which is a Sidur HaGro in Tefillas Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. So explains Rabbi Chaim Friedland there, based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says, the person doesn't sin if he doesn't have a benefit. So why people sin? Why a person doesn't have Eruv? Because he thinks he gets a benefit from it. He thinks he's doing that very, he's getting enjoyment, he's getting hanah, he has some pleasure. But if you would really realize the real world, you would realize that really that benefit is so temporary. It's so worthless that it's really not a benefit. But a person, when he's under the influence of the Yetzer Hara, he thinks, oh, I'm benefiting, I'm getting something by doing an Aveirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let me come and show him that he thinks the Yetzer Hara is giving him some benefit, he's not giving him any benefit. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu cham mi'orchei deka'azlin be'beloi ta'alto. He says, I'm going with no benefit. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani itzrich la'tkof b'yodeh. I need to hold him up and to tell him, this is, you're not getting anything from it. When a person realizes that the chay doesn't give him any benefit, he merely won't sin. Because ein adam chayte v'loy loy, a person doesn't sin if it doesn't have any benefit. When a person really knows the heavy chay doesn't give him any toyalis, so merely that will prevent the adam and will save him to Yetzer Hara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.